happened, the death toll could possibly be far higher than the 9/11 attacks. The New York Times reports that U.S. officials fear that Al-Qaeda may be trying to produce the very deadly poison ricin. The Times says ricin would be packed around small explosives for attacks against the U.S. According to the Times, for more than a year, the Al-Qaeda affiliate in Yemen has been trying to acquire large quantities of castor beans. Those beans are necessary to produce the ricin. The white powdery toxin is so deadly that just a speck of it can kill you. The author of the Times article is Eric Schmidt. He's also the author of the new book, Counterstrike, The Untold Story of America's Secret Campaign Against Al-Qaeda. His co-author is Tom Shanker. Eric Schmidt joins us now from New York. Hi there, Erica. This is a frightening and amazing story as well. I want to begin by asking you, what does this ricin plot tell us about the danger of Al-Qaeda affiliates such as the one in Yemen?
Well, what it tells us, Randy, is that even with the death of Osama bin Laden in May, the affiliates of Al-Qaeda in places like Yemen, adherents in Somalia, these are still very dangerous to the United States. The arm of Al-Qaeda in Yemen, after all, was responsible for the plot of the so-called underpants bomber in Christmas of 2009, and then 10 months later, the printer cartridges that were packed with explosives and put on cargo planes bound for Chicago. So what this shows is that even with bin Laden's death, these affiliates are still very dangerous to the country.
And